Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Azriella Jaffe is our guest and our good friend. She's a longtime member of the Brain Trust, original member of the Brain Trust, actually, a longtime part of our community and almost an original member of the show. She's been with us now for a long time, since the very beginning. She's the author of I don't know how many books, a couple of dozen books, sold something under 10 million copies around the world, and her new book is called Half Full, but one of my favorites that she's written is called Permission to Prosper, What Working Wives Crave from Their Husbands and How to Get It. That's one of my favorite ones. Azriella, welcome back.
Thank you very much, sir.
It's good to have you back. The new book's called Half Full?
Yes, sir.
And the rest of the title is?
40 Inspiring Stories of Optimism, Hope, and Faith.
And I'm still waiting on my copy, folks, so I'm sure it'll be here any time now. I actually have a whole wing of my library devoted to Azriella's books. Azriella, I know one of the things that the book focuses on are how to deal with when business disappointments happen.
Well, not business in particular. What it is a collection of stories across the board. In fact, there's only a few business stories in there, but primarily really sometimes tragic and sometimes very challenging situations that happen for people in their lives. And the point of the book is to show how you can take just about anything that happens to you and make half full out of it instead of half empty by the way that you look at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was talking about something similar to that when just before you joined us. I was talking about, what a great day it is to be a small business owner. Even on those days, even if today's one of those days when the alligators are really big and really active. And the point that I made was is that if you think about it, you really work. You're always dealing with alligators. You're always dealing with challenges, whether you're an employee or whether you're an owner. The difference is if you're an employee, there's somebody else's alligators. If you're an owner, then they're your alligators, and whatever you make of it belongs to you.
Well, you probably heard the expression that a life without problems means you're in the ground. So
that's right.
And you don't want that.
You don't want to be where the gophers are bringing your mail, right? So give us some ideas, some thoughts on how we can deal with some of these disappointments.
Well, I want to take it from a little different angle, and it's because of something actually that just happened recently to me in my business just a couple of days ago. The book Half Full is a particular way of dealing with half full, which is that after the whole event's over with, in retrospect, you look back on it and you reflect on what's going on in your life and you find a way to make peace with it, okay? That's a whole way of approaching life. While you're in the middle of it, it stinks. But when you're through it and you see that something good has come out of it, you can look back and say, I don't have to look at that as such a bad thing. In fact, this is what came out of it. For example, half the people listening to your show who are starting businesses probably started it because they got fired or laid off or some other reason like that. So you can go through life always, in retrospect, seeing half full. That's actually kind of easy because once something good comes out of it, you can go, oh, so now I see why that's such a great idea, why a great thing that happened. I want to talk about a different way of being in the half full perspective, and that's much harder. And that actually brings a little bit of religion into the show, and that is to talk about what faith is. Now, when we say I have faith in God, or we say I have faith in anything, faith is belief in the absence of proof. Okay, I believe something even though I can't prove that it's true, but I just believe it. You can't prove that God is true, or some people feel you can, but anyway, what does it mean to say I have faith? It means that I believe something good. So what I thought we might talk about this morning is what does it mean to have a half-full attitude towards life in the absence of proof, not when the business disappointment comes and you, in like a week or two or a month or a year, you look back and you say, oh, okay, something good came out of it. But I mean at the doorstep. I mean the day that you get something bad happening, you say to yourself, this is good. I know this is going to be good. I don't know why yet, but I know this is going to be good. So, I can share some personal examples, but I'm sure you can as well. I think it's important to take a look at what it means to live your life that way, because you're wasting a whole lot of time and crying a whole lot of tears otherwise if you're going to wait until something good comes out of it before you say, okay, I believe.
You're so right, Azriella, and I'll tell you, in my life, I think the best way to to accept what you're talking about is just to spend time on this earth, just to log time as a human being. And the reason I say that is I remember many years ago, the first time that what you just talked about came to realization for me was I was trying to put a deal together, and I worked so hard on it. I was so excited about it. I thought it was going to happen. I wanted it to happen so badly. I just knew this was the right thing for me. I mean, this is a long, long time ago, folks. I was in my 20s, and I just had to have it. I mean, I just had to have it. I worked so hard on it and did everything humanly possible to make it happen, and it didn't happen. I was devastated for a month. I was absolutely devastated. 6 months later, I don't even know that I remember exactly why, but 6 months later, I was thinking, you know what? It sure is a good thing that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I would have been much worse off. I wouldn't have been in a position of taking advantage of what wound up happening. And so ever since then, I'm not saying it's always been easy, but ever since then, whenever something doesn't happen the way I wanted it to happen, I have a different perspective about it than I did at that time. Now, I'm not saying that it comes to me quickly. I'm not saying that perspective. I'm not saying I don't still get disappointed. But I just look back and I say, you know what? Did I give it my best shot? If I gave it my best shot, if I did everything I could possibly do to make that happen, and it still didn't happen, there must be a reason, and I'm gonna get over it. That's my attitude.
Yeah, and then actually, what you can do is make up that reason. For example, somebody wrote to me the other day. I write. I write the Creating Luck newsletter that comes out every week, and people can subscribe by sending me their email address. And so I got an email from someone on that list, and she said, I need some of your Creating Luck attitude right now. I'm not feeling very lucky. And what her story was is that she basically had not a penny to her name, and she had bought a car for $500, and she was depending on this car for her living, and the timing belt broke, which I guess if you know cars is a very bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so here she basically didn't have a car. And she was moaning and groaning to me about the fact that she had wasted all this money and she didn't have a car and this and that, and she said, can you help me look at it this differently? So I just sent her a very short email back, and I said, well, I want you to imagine that that car would have gotten you into a horrific accident. You don't know when and you don't know how, but God just saved you.
And you'll never know.
And she emailed me back. She said, okay, I'm crying now. But the point is, I mean, I don't know if that's the truth, but the point is, you know, if you're going to tell yourself something, then, you know, why not tell yourself that you basically have just been saved from something? You don't know what,
but you are
glad it happened.
I actually am okay with not knowing. I mean, I'm okay with not coming up with a reason, because what I found in my life is that it will be revealed to me eventually. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend, Azriella Jaffe. Her new book is called Half Full. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Azriella Jaffe is our guest and our good friend and original member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without her. She's the author of a number of books. Her last name is spelled J-A-F-F-E. And the first name, Azriella, is just like you would think it would be sound, A-Z-R-I-E-L-A. Azriella, tell us what it means.
God is my helper.
That's what her name means.
It has a lot to do with the half-full attitude, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. You know, Azriella, I think I mentioned, folks, her new book is called Half Full, and there are 40 stories about how to deal with the challenges of life, not just in business. And you know, it doesn't bother me at all that your book is not heavily focused on business. My book, Small Business is Like a Bunch of Bananas, has a lot of business stuff in there. But I've had a lot of people tell me that I could have written that, you know, life is like a bunch of bananas, not just because I could have had that title, because the thing we all know is that small business owners, we live our life just like everybody else. We face all the same challenges that everybody else does. It just so happens that we own a business.
Well, and of course, you're going to apply every lesson you learn to that business if you're going to be in it for the long haul.
Yeah, absolutely. But the spiritual part, you mentioned a minute ago, you introduced this, the idea of spirituality into this. I really think that's important for small business owners, and I know you do too, for us to realize, and you know, whether you believe in a higher power or not, I do believe, I don't see how anybody could deny that there's a spirit inside of each one of us.
Well, I leave people's religious beliefs up to them, but
right.
I find that you just can't live life on this planet for any length of time without believing in something outside of yourself unless you've got your head stuck in the sand. You know, there's a beautiful book that I read. It's a Jewish book, but it's relevant for everyone in this context, and that is the first chapter was a chapter. The guy started off by saying, basically, if you can finish this chapter and not believe in God, then I can't imagine how. And all he did was describe how an orange comes to be. That was it. And it was a full, very, very detailed chapter about an orange and an orange tree, and then how the trees in the universe work together with, you know, things going up to the sky. I can't even describe the detail to you. But and then he went on and talked about certain kinds of insects and plants and animals all over this earth. And you finish that chapter and you go, how could anybody not believe in something other than themselves?
But how does that help us deal with disappointments?
Because you have to believe that there's a basic goodness in the world, and this is hard to do when you're fighting evil over in, you know, foreign countries and things like that. There's evil in the world as well. But if you don't believe that there's some guiding force in your life that's for the better, in the long run, now you may not always get what you want today. And, you know, a good analogy always is as a parent, when your kid wants to eat the fifth candy bar and you say, no, you can't have it, you're the meanie, but you're looking out for their better interest.
Mm-hmm.
So I think most people's faith in a higher being has something to do with believing that you only have lenses on right now, you know, glasses on your face that allow you to see a certain perspective. And eventually, everything works out for the best. That doesn't mean that we don't suffer pain and loss. You know, the best example that I can give you, I've been on your show when my husband's been laid off from work.
Mm-hmm.
He's lost his job 3 times in his life, and I can't tell you that those were easy times, and I can't say that, you know, we were singing and laughing and clapping the whole time he was out of work. It was very hard. But I can say that I can point to every single situation where he was laid off and now tell you that it all worked out for the best.
Mm-hmm.
And most people's life stories are like that. Not that they're always easy, but just that eventually the story reads something like, and it worked out for the best. Unless they end up becoming bitter and depressed and angry, and then it doesn't work out for the best, but not because it couldn't. It's because they became so impossible in their lives for anyone to be around that, you know, they couldn't create any good luck after that.
I remember a Twilight Zone episode. I saw this when it was premiered, by the way. That's how long I've been watching Twilight Zone. But this guy died, and he knew he was dead.
Uh-huh.
And he was in this place where everything was perfect.
Uh-huh.
Everything was wonderful. I mean, he would flip ashes off of his cigarette into the ashtray, and he'd come back and get back in his car, and there would be a whole new car because, you know, that car had ashes in it. I mean, it was just ridiculous how perfect everything was. But after a while, he couldn't stand it.
Uh-huh.
Everything was so... He couldn't stand it. He said, I want to go to that other place. Uh-huh. You know, this is too much. He thought he was in heaven. And he said, I want to go to that other place. And they said, you are in that other place.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, like you said earlier in the show, you know, when you have no more problems to solve, you're in the ground, so...
Right. Yeah. And the thing is, you know, it's not possible to appreciate the good times if you don't have some of the valleys, but the main thing is we really have to be philosophical about our challenges, don't we? We have to.
Well, yeah, and you know what? It's okay to pray to God that you don't want to be challenged so much right now. You know, it's like I don't need another one of those growth experiences. Please, God, would you make my day go a little easier for me today? I don't think there's anything wrong with that kind of prayer either.
I've actually said, you know, God, I know you're building my character, but I think I'm okay for at least one more day.
They say that God doesn't give you more than you can handle, but sometimes you got to wonder, right?
Sometimes you got to say, God, check your records there. You know, did I get somebody else's here?
Uh-huh, really.
Just checking with you. Just check your records for me. Azriella, tell us where the book's available.
Go through Amazon.com or any major bookstore, and just type my name into Amazon, and all my books will come up. And if you want my Creating Luck newsletter, send an email to Azriella@mindspring.com.
At mindspring.com. Azriella, you're the best.
Make it a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Azriella Jaffe, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back 29 after. We're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Ron Sperano. He's the Program Director of Mobile Marketing Development at IBM. We're going to talk about Wi-Fi, wireless fidelity, and the security issues around that. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.